Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Welcome, Autumn. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview the stories we tell this week. Our feature explores banned books, its history, and a new local book club. In modern America, with its increasingly divisive society, books and the ideas they contain are under laser focus. PEN America reports that since July of 2021, more than 4,000 books have been banned in different parts of the country. Catherine explores. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your enjoyment this week, and all are in person. Copenhagen, when science and politics collide, at the Unicorn Theatre, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Play, Copenhagen is a gripping and intellectually stimulating play that explores the events surrounding a mysterious and fateful meeting between two of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century. As they engage in a heated and thought-provoking conversation. As the scene unfolds, the characters grapple with their past and present roles in the development of atomic weapons and the potential consequences of their work. Set in Nazi-occupied Denmark during World War II, the play is a fascinating exploration of the ethics of science and the consequences of our actions. Copenhagen, at the Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Edith Wharton's Woods, Wetlands and Meadows, Human History and Ecology at the Mount, Lenox, Massachusetts. Take a walk on the wild side with Mass Audubon at Wharton's historic home in Lenox. Explore the intersection of human history and ecology while walking through the beautiful woods, meadows and wetlands. Enjoy scenic views of the full expanse of the original estate. This 2-hour, 3-mile round-trip journey covers recently conserved land and trails leading to Edith Wharton Park on Laurel Lake. Human History and Ecology at the Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts. Shaping the Spirit of Your Garden. Sensory experiences at the Hollister House Garden, Washington, Connecticut. Some gardens speak to us and others don't. What do they say and how do we learn to listen? Learn how to create a richer experience by building on what already exists in our gardens by pushing the five senses in unexpected ways. Horticulturalist and professional gardener James McGrath will share lessons he learned from visiting and working in a number of different gardens around the world, and how we can use these in our own gardens. This talk approaches gardens from a novel perspective, exploring how our senses shape our relationship to the land. You will discover ideas that can shape your garden and enrich its spirit as you develop a new appreciation of what a garden is or can be. James McGrath at the Hollister House Garden in Washington, Connecticut. Art and Globalism in 18th Century Europe at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In this lecture, the Professor of Art History at University of Albany, SUNY, will explore art produced in Europe during the 18th century. Though a time traditionally known as the Enlightenment, this period is now studied for other issues of social significance, including unprecedented global travel and commercial exchange. Together, you'll consider the visual and material aspects of various artistic media in a range of European countries, as well as art obtained from other parts of the world. Art and Globalism in 18th Century Europe at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Lunar Eclipse, world premiere at Shakespeare & Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. On a summer night in the middle of a field on their Midwest farm, a long married couple sit on folding chairs to observe the seven stages of a lunar eclipse. While watching the celestial phenomenon unfold, the two sip bourbon and reflect on land and legacy, on children and dogs, and the accelerating passage of time. Lunar Eclipse is a new work by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Donald Margulis, making its world premiere, starring Karen Allen and Reed Burney. Lunar Eclipse at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. You can find times and links to these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. Additional features we cover this week: our favourite thing, Oktoberfest. Chatham's annual party returns to Main Street this Saturday. The festival runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendees can enjoy full foods and drinks from local restaurants, food vendors, and food trucks. There will be live music and fun activities throughout the day. Berkshire Kitchen, a pasta for autumn. Inspired by the lingering summer vegetables, kale and vegetables of the fall. Pumpkins and winter squash signify the harvest along with butternut squash. It's a light dish, and with the addition of lump crab meat, there is protein and flavor complexity. Out on a limb, Catherine reflects on the traveling to Maine, especially by bus. She writes, "I could drive my car back and forth and my schedule would be my own. But that would put a lot of miles on my vehicle and one more emissions belching car on the already clogged highways. So I opted to use Greyhound." The story continues. Inner elegance, dream on. To use a quote by Neil Gaiman, "It's easy to pretend that nobody can change anything, that society is huge and the individual is less than nothing. But the truth is, individuals make the future, and they do it by imagining that things can be different. I explore the idea of personal action that we can take to create the world we imagine." History's Lens. This circa 1850 picture of the Evarts Bradley family home chronicles the appearance of the house of Milton and Esther Bradley. The Evarts family owned a large tract of land in the area around Belgo and Reservoir Roads. The photo includes their horses and carriages. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We are an online magazine and resource, here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week, and until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.